Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest-running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When last we were in Murondoy, James was having his car repaired when Shelley saw him and asked him to buy her a beer. During the conversation, she teased him about Catalina. June received an anonymous letter stating that James was having an affair with Catalina. He denied this, but she warned him to have the situation fixed quickly. James called Catalina immediately and admonished her for talking about him with her friends. He told her that from now on, their relationship was strictly professional. As we return to Murundoy, Lucille has returned from her trip abroad.
Welcome back, my dear.
Don't touch me.
Very well.
What took you so long?
I was...
I could have been kidnapped, mugged, and brutalized in the worst possible
way. At an airport with hundreds of people, Lucille? I don't think so, dear.
I was just considering taking a taxi.
You know traffic on the East Bank, dear. They're doing some work on the road.
That is why you should have left Murundoy earlier.
Very well.
I had to wait for 25 minutes. 25 minutes standing here.
You could have sat.
I am not amused by your smart mouth, Cecil. I stood here looking hopeless and helpless, like an old woman who no one cared about.
Shall we proceed to the car now?
Listen to me.
Or is there another flight on which you can return to the U.S.?
Oh, you want to permanently get rid of me?
In times like these, you make it difficult to remain in your presence, Lucille.
Why did I marry you, Cecil?
Was it not for love, dear?
Hugh Anthony Bartholomew Zephyr wanted to marry me, you know, and he was far better looking and wealthier.
Is he still alive? Perhaps he's still interested.
Prudent man.
This is the voice of Guyana of NCN on this beautiful afternoon.
Well, as who come for beat me? I come in. You got broke down my door. Catalina?
Shelley, is will you tell James Williams?
Well, good morning to you too.
Look, it's not a good morning.
Okay.
I says, wait, tell the man.
What happened?
He phoned me very upset. That's what happened. He said he wanted nothing else to do with me.
And that's my fault because?
Look, you know what you did. Don't act like this is news to you.
I just had a friendly conversation with the man and he buy two beers to me. That's all.
So why you bring me name into it?
I thought the two of y'all are cool.
Look, I told you there was nothing going on with me and him. You gave the man the impression that I tell you that me and he got something going.
Man, look. Me neighbor with this cat and mouse game where some big people is want to play. You understand me? You and me both know that you want the man. So don't come in me house and accuse me of doing nothing I ain't guilty of.
When I share me personal business with you, it's not because I gave you liberty to go there and discuss it with whoever you please.
I was discussing it with the subject.
Well, thank you for making me lose a very good friend. Somebody even send my wife a letter.
I had nothing to do with her.
Look, I know from now on not to tell you me business.
You know what? Let me get myself a drink. Because I might let my mouth slip and me and you would follow for good.
Welcome home, dear. I'll take the suitcases upstairs.
What on earth is going on with my plants?
What do you mean, dear?
Look how dead the leaves are looking. Have you been watering them like I instructed you?
Every day, early in the morning and late evening.
So why are they looking like that?
My wild guess would be the heat.
Well, my guess would be that you neglected them.
Dear God.
I mean, it was a simple task. Water the plants in the morning and in the afternoon. Only a fool couldn't follow that.
And I suppose you are referring to me as such.
You left my plants to die.
Some days I wish that death would come sooner. Oh, but for the simple pleasures of life and June and the grandchildren, I would be devastated.
I heard that.
I wasn't trying to be inaudible. I'll take the suitcases up.
Foolish man.
You sure you don't want a drink, Catalina? You look like you need
it. No, thank you. I have to do village council work.
I guess it won't be as much fun going to those meetings now. Knowing that your friend no longer wants anything to do with you?
Look, I don't enjoy doing what I do as a counselor just because of James. When I ran for counselor, it was because I wanted to make a change. And that hasn't changed.
Except it will be all work and no play from now on.
You know, you almost sound like you're enjoying this, you know. You did this on purpose, right?
No, Catalina. I just thought I was having a casual conversation with James.
You know, it's me fault I tell you my business.
You know, it's one thing I can't understand. You coming here and swearing up and down that this man is only your friend. But you seem to be taking it much harder than the loss of a friendship.
Look, Shelley, look, don't...
You know what? You were the one who told me you couldn't stop thinking about James. If I didn't know better, I would say you were in love or something.
Shelley, it's not that serious.
Keep fooling yourself.
It's just that, you know, me and he used to have some really nice conversations. He's a really good listener. And it's not every day you manage to catch a friend like that.
Oh.
I mean, most of my life, Look, all the men I ever encountered just wanted one thing from me. None of them respected me.
Who cares about respect when they're paying? Child, please.
Look, Shelly, I had it hard. You know, though. I did the things I did for my children. And I was happy when I could have finally leave that behind.
Good for you.
Not after looking down on you and Marla or Pepper.
I understand what you're saying. You're not explaining nothing to me.
I spent all this time trying to change my image. Yeah, I used to be a sex worker. But I wanted to show people that that's not all I can be.
And I'm proud of you.
You know, when I made up my mind to run for local government election, I wasn't sure that anybody would vote for me. I was in disbelief when I got elected.
And you're proven you could handle it.
It's challenging sitting on the council, especially with Ignatius there. He uses every opportunity he can to disrespect me.
Because you wonder. And I don't put it in place long now.
But despite all the nasty thing he says about me, James never one day look at me any differently. He always look at me with respect. Encourages me.
Oh.
I guess I like him so much because it's the first time I feel like a man really liked me for me, you know. Not just because of what I look like or what I could do for them sexually, but for the fact that he sees me as somebody worthy. Somebody who has ideas.
Wow.
I didn't expect you to understand, Shelly.
No. I understand very well.
James?
He calling you?
Yeah.
Well, don't waste time, answer.
Hello?
So much for tuning in today. Thank you again for coming
you
out.
You couldn't cook a fresh meal for me, Cecil?
I cooked last night because I knew I had to be at the airport early to get you.
And yet still you were late.
Nothing I do seems to please you anymore, Lucille.
Well, the past has a way of coming back to haunt us, doesn't it?
What are you talking about?
I saw someone while I was in New York. Someone you know very well.
Okay.
Bella, remember her? Your cousin?
Oh.
Is that all you're going to say? Oh?
What else do you want me to say, Lucille?
Aren't you interested in how your cousin is doing?
I haven't been in contact with Bella for years. I'm sure she's doing well.
Oh, she seems very well. We met at an event at the Guyana Cultural Association.
Oh, wonderful.
We had a very interesting conversation.
I'm sure you did.
Don't you want to know about what?
If you care to share.
Why don't you explain to me how exactly you and Bella are cousins?
So why James call you?
He just want me to speak at a public meeting the village council is having.
Oh.
Monica was supposed to do it, but she hoarse. Got flu.
Okay. Well, congrats, girl. That's nice.
Yeah. I got to go home and start working on my speech.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be right there cheering you on.
Thanks. Must tell Marla and Pepper to come too, right?
Pepper who? We don't see she these days, but Marla and Megan definitely be there.
Thanks.
It's what happened, man. It sounds so...
Girl, James sounds so cool.
What's this now?
Usually we would a gaff, Lil, you know.
Wait, you really fall in love?
No.
Well, you need to get over that fast and focus on the council's business. People ain't vote for you. Forget your feelings mixed up with serious business. They vote for you to make a change.
Lucille, where are you going with this interrogation?
I don't understand why you can't answer a simple question. How is Bella related to you?
Look, I'm going to catch a shut eye. I'm tired.
Answer me, Cecil. This will not rest until you are straight with me.
Lucille, please move out of my way.
How is Bella related to you?
I am not sure how we are related.
Stop lying
to me. Lucille, please.
You will have no rest. You will have no rest or peace until you are honest with me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Want a loan to buy your first home?
Republic is here.
Or want to buy an even bigger home?
Republic is here.
Yes, man.
Expand your space.
Nice, man.
Landscape the place. Make improvements that add to your prospects.
Yeah, yeah.
Republic is here.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.